If you want to stop obsessing about food and your body so you can get back to actually living your life, then this is the show for you.
Welcome to Intuitive Eating for Christian Women. I'm your co-host, Erin Todd. I'm a writer and an intuitive eater.
And I'm your co-host, Charlie Castle, registered dietitian and exercise physiologist. We're here to help you discover whole health for your mind, body, and soul.
That's right. Our goal is to embody scripture, ditch dieting, and live on purpose.
Woo! Woo! Yes, girl.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about idolatry. What is body idolatry? Have I let health and fitness in my body become an idol in my life? How do I know if I have an idol? If you are wondering these things, or if you have ever asked yourself those questions, girl, you are in the right place. We are tackling this tough topic head on, and we're going to have an honest conversation about what it's looked like for us to help you figure out what it might be looking like in your life.
Before we begin, let me give a quick little disclaimer. This program is for informational and educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Our aim is to introduce you to the principles of intuitive eating and help you see how those principles align with scripture so you can improve your relationship with food, your body, and God, and cast out dieting for good.
Yes, girl. All right, Erin, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so this is going to be kind of a tough topic. Idolatry is what we're focusing on in this episode. And we're going to show you how asking yourself some of these tough questions and really examining your own heart is the first and most important step you're going to take on your intuitive eating journey with Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess we should start with kind of a definition of idolatry. What is an idol?
Yeah. So the definition that I always roll with that I like is idolatry is abandoning the way of God for any other aim. And it's anything that's good. It could be a good thing or a bad thing that's elevated to the level of God. So idolatry is super sneaky. It can just sneak its way into our lives because it often starts out with something good or something positive, like wanting to be healthy or wanting to take care of your body.
Yeah, that's a great definition. Yeah. I relate to that. I agree with that. And it took kind of a little wake-up moment for me to shift my thinking away from idols as being, you know, some Old Testament problem that doesn't pertain to me and my modern life. Mm-hmm. So kind of reframing it from, you know, this thing you're worshiping, like a physical thing, into something that just that you value, your priority, like what you are seeking. I think that made it a lot more relatable and applicable in my own life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we get into the questions that you can ask to recognize idolatry, for me, that's the stuff that made it very clear. Oh, we definitely still have this problem today. So you want to get into those questions?
Yeah. So for me, I start with looking at like my to-do list because I'm a type A, I have to-do lists, and I look at what's at the top of the list. Like, what am I putting first in my calendar? What am I putting first on the things that I will actually be doing today? So that that's really a reflection. My to-do list is really a reflection of my priorities and what I'm valuing. So I start with that.
Yeah. Just you saying that, like, I knew we were going to talk about this. We're here talking about it. Just you saying that makes me go, oh, right. And so I know people listening could be feeling that. Oh, it really is this like uncomfortable, oh man, like that is a struggle. But I think it's so important that we talk about this. And I think it's so freeing too, when we work through these things and release them and try to daily bring our priority back to God as kind of this daily surrender or this daily dedication to God.
Yeah.
So I always say, you know, like if your answer to what would make me happy or what will fulfill me is anything other than Jesus, then you have an idol on your hands.
Yes.
If the first thing, the first thought on your mind when you wake up is anything other than Jesus, then you have an idol on your hands.
That's hard to hear.
Yeah. When you're stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, you turn to, you know, if we're talking about dieting here, right? So I say, if you turn to planning your next diet or looking at FitSpo on Pinterest or, you know, whatever or eating, you know, that's an idol. If you receive comfort, your main source of comfort is something other than God. Or if you're allowing your self-worth to be dependent on something other than God.
Yes.
So we just took something, idolatry, that we like to think of as really irrelevant, and we can see how it's extremely relevant in our lives today.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are going to feel something with that perspective shift, because it certainly was what woke me up to it. And if you are feeling passionate, and passion is great, but if you are passionate about something, for me, it was weight loss. Mm-hmm. Your ultimate goal, you're passionate about this, you talk about it all the time, you spend all your time and energy and focus on it, that's an idol.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the definitions of diet culture that we gave in previous episodes, right? You spend all of your time, money, effort on losing weight or achieving the perfect body or perfect health or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And even if that came from, you know, a healthy place of wanting to take care of your body or even honor God with your body, if we get to that point, we have let it become an idol, let it become a negative thing in our lives.
I think that's why it's such a self-reflection kind of question and a thing to take into your quiet time and to take to God in prayer and to study on, because only you can know where your heart is. You and God know that. I can't tell you if you have an idol. I can tell you that I did, but you have to really examine your own desires and ask those tough questions of, well, where am I getting my satisfaction? Like you said.
Yeah. And like, here's a tough question. You know, if you have to, if whatever happens in your schedule and you have to choose between your workout and your quiet time with God, what are you choosing?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm going to let that one hang out there for a minute. that's it. That cuts right to the heart of it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And I think another stumbling block for me, even after I got to that point and saw it as a priority and saw it as a desire and a satisfaction, was just kind of the, but it's a good thing.
Yes, that's why it's so sneaky.
Yes. So you have to reconcile kind of the point that we're supposed to seek God first and keep him above all other things. And then also the point that we have to, you know, honor God with our bodies and our lives and steward it well. And it's, you know, it seems like maybe those two things are at odds. And I think diet culture would want you to choose between those two things. And that's why you have to really, again, look at your own heart and examine your own motives and figure out, reconcile those things for you personally.
Yes. And see,
for everybody.
I love you bringing it back to that too, because when we talk about it, you know, it can sound like we're saying, well, working out is bad and you should spend time with God. No, like both of those things are good things and you can actually do them together. That's, you know, like the pinnacle, like that's my most exciting, I would say, progression in all of this is now I can move my body like in worship, celebrating the Lord, which is amazing. I couldn't do that when I was trying to beat a body I hated into submission, but now I'm celebrating this body that God created for me, and moving can be an act of worship. So you can have those things together, but it's all about your intentions. It's all about what's in your heart. What's the focus? What's the purpose? So I love Matthew 6:24 when we're talking about idolatry. No one can be a slave to two masters, since either he will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God and money. And I always, you know, that money can be, you cannot be slaves of God and diet culture and body image and beauty and health.
Yes, I love that, because that verse kind of paints for me the picture of divided heart. Like you've got, you have to choose who's first in your life.
Yes.
This episode of Intuitive Eating for Christian Women is brought to you by our podcast workbook. Ladies, did you know that you could basically treat this podcast like an online course and really go deep with what you're learning? All you need is our $7 podcast workbook. The podcast is free. Just add this workbook and you can turn your learning and listening into living. It is an incredible value, so we don't want you to miss it. We want you to get the most out of listening to each episode. So we created this printable ebook that's going to help you go deep with what you're learning. It's perfect for you journalers and note takers, because these podcast episodes, they're pretty in depth. It's pretty much an online course for free. So get the most out of it and just get the workbook. It's got so many good challenging reflection questions. It's got the key scripture verses that we teach in each episode and apply to intuitive eating. And it's got wonderful prayer prompts for you to really carve out some time with the Lord and just bring this to life in your faith. We do not want you guys just listening. Make sure you get your podcast workbook so you get the most out of this podcast and turn your listening into living. This is an incredible tool to help you start applying the principles of intuitive eating in your life and in your faith. So make sure you go grab your copy today. You can get it over at our website, intuitiveeatingforchristianwomen.com. That's intuitiveeatingforchristianwomen.com, and click on the shop tab in the menu at the top. Now back to the episode.
Yeah. And so since we're on the choice, since you brought it up, I will go here. I was really exploring this idolatry thing in regards to diet culture and writing. And then as God would have it, my pastor did this beautiful sermon on idolatry, and he talked about Acts 19. And when we read Acts 19, he showed that there's three different ways that we react when someone shows us our idolatry. When we learn that we have idols, there's three ways that we act. One of them is we get defensive of our idols. Definitely, I was there when I learned this was an idol, but it's healthy and, you know, all those things. So we get defensive of our idols, or we try to have both Jesus and our idols. We try to serve two masters, or we get real and we change.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, I feel like I moved through all three of them.
Yeah. And so, Aaron, what do we do if we realize I have this dieting idol, I have this body obsession idol?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to confess that to the Lord and repent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have that, you know, tough conversation with God where you admit what you've done and you admit that you've chosen poorly, and you admit that you had an idol, and you apologize. It's just like a, I try and when I'm personally, when I pray that prayer, when I had my big aha moment of recognizing the chronic dieting and body obsession was an idol, I had a huge sit down and wrote out the prayer as formally as possible because I wanted it. And I said it out loud and I prayed it silently and I took it to Sacrament of Reconciliation and literally, you know, confessed it. That was my first confession as a new Catholic. So yeah. That was a very powerful experience. But I wanted that to sink in deep and I wanted it to be expressed loudly and clearly because I did not want to come back to that. And so I was just trying to make a big line in the sand of this has happened. I acknowledge it and I'm moving away from it and I'm moving away from it and back towards God because sin is moving away from God and returning to the Lord is always that open invitation that he has for us. And every time, you know, I catch myself with that to-do list and making the wrong choice, I can recognize it with awareness and again, apologize. I feel like I have to almost do this regularly because for me, you know, I was in deep with diet culture for decades. So I'm literally unlearning everything I lived about food and exercise and how to take care of my body. So it's a daily thing to look for this, to search my heart, and to be open enough to feel that conviction when it comes. And I'll catch myself, and then I'll repent and return. And it's a beautiful little dance. And there was a, I think maybe it's a John Calvin quote, but basically a quote that explains the human heart is an idol factory. Like our human nature will do this. We are constantly looking for something to satisfy that's not God. We can't help ourselves essentially. So I think the practice of being aware of that and choosing again every day, choosing putting God first daily as practice is something that helps combat that tendency to we're prone to wander. It helps combat that and remind myself every day what I truly want to keep first.
Do you know what I love about everything that you just said is that it was so full of grace. Mm-hmm. Like you just said all of that with joy and with a smile on your face. You said, this is a beautiful dance, like recognizing my sin and giving it to the Lord and trusting him to change me is this beautiful dance that I'm thankful for. I didn't hear any shame. I didn't hear any condemnation. It wasn't, there's something wrong with me that I keep coming back to this every day. It was, I recognized something was wrong and I took it to the Lord and I decided, Lord, I want to turn away from this and I trust you to help me turn away from this. And I'll do it every day. I'll make that choice again and again and again, and I'll trust you to do it. Because I think in our culture, we say, oh, we need to make a change, and it's all like, it's you. You need to work harder. You need to press in harder to let go of diet culture. But you just so embodied like how gentle Christ is with us. He knows the culture that we live in. He knows all of this stuff that we have learned and that has to be unlearned. And he says, like, just repent this to me, choose to turn away, stay in my word, and it will transform your mind, and I will renew your heart. And it's so beautiful and full of so much love. And so you brought tears to my eyes because it was very amazing. It was very amazing what you just shared. There is no shame or condemnation in what we're talking about right now.
Amen.
The enemy uses that, but our Heavenly Father does not. He comes to us with these open arms saying, hey, I want to help you. I'm here with you. I will meet you where you are, and we will take these steps together.
I love that.
Oh, girl. So good. I just want to like rest in that. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I do want to leave the listeners and viewers with those questions again. I think they should be restated. And I think to your point just now, we are not raising this idol issue to shame anybody.
Yeah.
We are raising it for you to do your own reflection and to strengthen your own relationship with the Lord. So take these questions into your quiet time in the spirit that they are offered. Mm-hmm. And also know, I think one thing I meant to say that I didn't get to say is for me, recognizing beneath the idol, which for me, of course, was weight loss and dieting, and asking, what did I really want from that? What was the satisfaction that I really wanted from the weight loss? And when I dig, it's actually love and belonging and acceptance and, confidence in my identity. And you can't get those things in the world. Those things only come from God. And so chasing an idol to give you that, you are never going to be satisfied because you can't be.
Yes.
So chasing an idol not only is spiritually dangerous and harmful for your relationship with the Lord, but it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. So when you're looking at your to-do list and your priorities and you're thinking about these questions, think about it in the waste of time kind of lens, and where are you going to get your truest, richest, deepest needs met? And think about that when you're making your to-do list and your to-do.
Yes, girl. Into that. Yes. With this all, when you figure out this idolatry, doing that heart search, right? Why am I trying to lose weight? What is the really root thing that I am trying to fulfill here? And then I always encourage people, whatever that is, if you find that it's, you know, that you need love, that you need acceptance, whatever those things are, go study the Bible in that area. What does the word say about love? What does the word say about acceptance? You know, whatever those things are, and fill your head with the truth. Because the more you fill it with the truth, the more the lies have to come out.
Yes.
Yes. So our idolatry questions, do you have a list?
Yeah. Okay. I have. What are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. What do you talk about more than anything else? Where do you spend your time during the day? What takes all of your energy? Mm-hmm. What are you spending your money on? Mm-hmm. Where's your focus? And then I also really love your question of what are you thinking of first thing in the morning?
Yeah. Yep.
Those are some questions that you can just chew on.
Yeah. And you can ask, where do I get my worth?
Yes.
Where do I get my comfort? Yeah.
Absolutely. What's my ultimate goal?
Yes.
What is that one ultimate thing where everything will be great once this happens?
Yes, exactly.
Because mine had a pound attached to it of once I hit this weight loss goal, everything will be great.
Yeah.
And yep. It was.
Yes. And I love that you talk about it being a daily surrender, because I always tell people, you know, I really worked through all of this with like body image and health and that kind of stuff. And then I found myself like creeping up in my career, taking on, you know, my new idol or my son or my marriage, or there's all of these things. And so it's pertinent in all areas of our lives forever.
Right. So maybe it's not dieting or weight loss for you, but maybe it's something that is also another good thing. Like you're saying, your children, your career, your finances, Good things can be idols too. And that's why you really would benefit from sitting with these questions and praying through them and journaling them. If you're a journaler, like really give them some attention so that you can recognize any idols you might have, whether they're dieting or some other idol. But the sooner you recognize it, the sooner you can deal with it, and the sooner, you know, the healing and the real life after that, the life of the Lord is going to start happening.
Yes, girl. I love it. I love it.
Well, so, the only other thing I wanted to add to that is just the verse and a reference to the verse and then the song that I use kind of in my daily practice of this. It's Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And the seek first is the thing that I pray. And then, of course, the Lauren Daigle song first is kind of, I'm very musically driven, and that song speaks to me. And when I need a little punch in the gut to my priorities and to-do list, I come back to that verse and that song to kind of get straightened out.
Yeah, and then he will give us the desires of our hearts. He will give us what we need. Beautiful. Yeah. I love it. I love it. You want to pray us out?
Yes. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come together in your name and talk about hard things and talk about how your love gets us through those hard things. And Lord, I would ask that you speak to any hearts that need to be spoken to, when you shine your light into the corners of our hearts so that we can see any idols that might be lurking there, Lord, and that we run to you in your grace with open arms. And that for any of us who don't yet desire you first, please change our hearts, Lord. Make us want you above all other things. Help us to keep you first in our daily lives and in our thoughts, mm-hmm. so that your glory is reflected, Lord, and that we can love ourselves and others as you love us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to the Intuitive Eating for Christian Women podcast. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes so that this message can reach other women stuck on the proverbial treadmill. And if you're enjoying the content we've been sharing on the podcast, you are going to love the free private community we've created exclusively for podcast listeners to connect with each other and support one another. We're in this together. So come join the Anti-Diet Sisterhood group. Just head to Facebook, search Intuitive Eating for Christian Women, and request to join the group with your name and email. Our prayer for this private community is that it's a safe space and the extra layer of support you need to take the podcast content and really begin to apply it and walk it out in your own life. Come join the conversation. Tune in to the next episode, and we'll see you over on Facebook. This podcast was produced by Oh Shoot Productions and made possible by the grace of God and the support of women like you. Thank you for being a part of the Intuitive Eating for Christian Women community. We'll see you in the next episode.